The music of the band on the steps of the government office building in downtown Salisbury reached out across the crowd that had gathered for Third Friday. This is Don Rush. For the first time in a year, most were seen without masks as people wandered from one vendor to another for what has become the traditional Third Friday event. It came about some years back to boost the prominence of the downtown area. But this past weekend, it also marked the end of a long year of COVID-19. And it was a moment Mayor Jake Day savored as he addressed the crowd after being on the Horn of Africa for his National Guard assignment.
Well, hello again, Salisbury. I missed you. I really did. Hey,
Day says he felt in many ways removed from the events back home, but still connected.
It's beautiful. The people are smiling and amazing, and I'm just so happy to be home.
For Jack Heath, president of Salisbury City Council, the town had weathered the storm. As for him, like many, the coming of the vaccine was a relief.
It's like being reborn. And it started when I got my vaccination. It felt like the world was lifted off my shoulders.
For the crowd who milled about the booths, it was a relief just to get out. Mary Lou and Lloyd from Del Mar.
We're getting back to normal now?
Oh, yes. Well, we still have to be careful. Still have to wear our mask.
Are you feeling a little more relaxed here?
Oh, yeah. A lot more than the last couple of months.
For Kathy, also from Del Mar, just getting to walk about the downtown area was a new day.
Actually, earlier today, I went down to the boardwalk. That was great. Nobody was wearing masks. And so now I'm here and finishing it off. And it's nice. Yeah, it feels good. You can see people smile. That's the coolest part.
And for the vendors, there was relief as well, offering artwork like Leanna Jones, whose table was filled with paintings of landscapes.
It's really nice seeing everyone, and I've gotten a lot of sales already.
Do people seem to be a lot happier?
Yeah. Now that we're out and about and socializing. Uh-huh.
Then there was Tiffany Evans, whose table was filled with colorful images etched into wooden plaques.
I can do any theme, whether it be graduation, wedding, spiritual, what have you, and I can bring it to life on wood through wood burning.
And she says,
the last one I had seen more of an impact with everybody wearing masks and everything. Everybody seems more free and happier at this one because they're not constricted by their masks. Last year's with the COVID was very tough. Getting people to come out to things and turn up.
For businesses along the streets of downtown Salisbury, Third Friday has also been a major boost, and the easing of the pandemic, a blessing. Avery Halfpad works at the pottery shop known as Mud Hut, which also provides classes for those who want to throw a pot. So how have people gotten through this year? She says it was the closeness of friends.
And having a place to come, which is here, that I can be like creative and express myself because I paint, I like to do art myself, get out of my own head and distract myself from everything going on.
Former Salisbury City Council member Debbie Campbell stood outside. As for a time during the pandemic, she says she did not stay inside.
Working with neighbors to figure out what we could do to make the neighborhood more of a fun place during COVID for the families there. So it's actually been a blessing.
Others noted the eeriness of finally going to somewhat empty restaurants where only the waiters wore masks. But for the people who attended this event, it was a moment to feel relief and bask in the joy of the moment and the music. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.